Welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with Strahan.
Hey, it's Odie Strahan, and I'm having one of the most amazing days of my life. Hopefully you are too. Let's get this show started. What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with Strahan. Guys, we are in for a treat. I'm absolutely fired up, excited about today's guest. She's a what I call a mompreneur, a serial entrepreneur who not only has her own digital marketing agency by the name of The Marketino, but she's also launching what's called Follow One, which is it specializes in hair care, hair growth with organic healing oils, which is something I'm really excited for her to tell the backstory on and expand on, as well as just, you know, just really excited to get into her entrepreneurial backstory and to get into a lot of all the other phenomenal things that she's up to, that she's currently working on. Daniela Adamo, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, Odie. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I already know from the get-go, probably be the one guest that actually exceeds my energy plus 3,000,000%. Pretty excited about that. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Good and excited.
Well, listen, I got a lot of things I want to get into, so I don't want to waste, you know, too much time. So I actually just want to dive right into it. So like I said, I want to get into a lot of things, but what I want to start off with is just like maybe a quick, let's just say 90 second backstory on yourself before, I guess, life before entrepreneurship. So, you know, just for the people out there who obviously, you know, don't know you, just a quick 90 second backstory on yourself, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. So the long story short, I was a surgical tech for 5-6 years. I wanted out. I ended up getting certified to teach English as a second language. I was trying to move to Italy because I'm a dual citizen. I have my European citizenship and American. So I was trying to get to Italy, didn't work out. The pay wouldn't have been great. I ended up going to China instead. I took my son, who was in third grade at the time. When I came back, I did 1 year. When I came back, I did not want to do the surgical tech thing again. And I'm like, what can I do? I literally was like, dear God, show me a way to make money online. Amen. And digital marketing kind of just crossed my path. So I dove right in. And that's more or less our 90-second story.
No, I love it. I love it. Which we'll definitely dive into each of those aspects that you actually mentioned. So actually, it was perfect. So first thing, before we jump into the entrepreneurial ventures, I do want to discuss the very cool experience that you were able to share with your son when you guys were able to move to China for a year, you know, while you taught English. Talk to me, what motivated you to make, you know, that move? Because that's actually pretty big move. Especially for your son, you and your son, and him being at, you know, such a young age at that time.
Yes. So more or less, I had this job as a surgical tech, and I couldn't really find a way out, right? So I'm like, how am I going to study something else? How am I going to get out of this? You know, and it was a great job, great money, great career path. However, it was just soul sucking in a sense for me, and there was no passion in it for me. So I'm just trying to figure out what in the world I can do. So I more or less teaching English kind of came into my sphere. My oldest sister did the same thing. So I said, okay, great. Let me do that. Let me go to Italy. My mom's whole side of the family lives in Sicily and Italy. I'll go, you know, dwell over there. And so that's more or less kind of the venture that I kind of got into. But of course, like I said, Italy, it would be like living paycheck to paycheck over there, right? And I'm not trying to live like that. So that wasn't an option. I got on some job boards. I got a really great offer from this company in China, the Golden Maple. And I jumped on it. I just said, okay, let's go. And I talked to my son. I said, hey, honey, I mean, he's young, right? I said, let's go live in China. They have these really cool lizards over there. So that's how I got him to jump on board. But phenomenal experience, really was.
I love it. I believe you said he was a third grader at the time, right? Third grader?
Correct. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. That doesn't take too much convincing as a third grader, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I love it. Let me ask you this. I'm pretty sure you had a lot of, you know, takeaways out there and definitely highlights while you're out there. What were some of the experiences that are the first thing that popped to your mind when you think about your 1 year in China?
You know, for me, I just feel like I feel more connected to people than not, in essence, right? Like, even though there was this huge barrier, language barrier, I mean, everything barrier and in reality, but it's like everybody was so helpful. Like, if I needed anything, everybody was kind, everybody was loving, I didn't see any harshness from the people. It was just like a connectedness I felt, you know, that from my perspective.
And how do you think, well, I mean, obviously you were able to, you know, see firsthand and communicate with them. How was the experience for your son?
You know what? Praise the Lord. Seriously. He had a little friend that we went to school with every day. And it was adorable to see because there's these two young kids. They don't speak the same language, yet they're sharing food. They're playing. They're communicating with their hands and showing each other things. So that was phenomenal to see that. And then aside from, you know, him having him as a friend, you know, everyone within my the company that I worked for really wrapped him up in their arms, and he just was friends with everybody. So, and we traveled a lot throughout China while we were there as well. So it was a really, really phenomenal experience overall.
No, that's awesome. I'm pretty sure, you know, as he continues to get older and older, that's something that he'll be able to reflect on, you know, when it comes to that special time you guys had together. I know for myself, you know, my dad being in the military, I still have recollections like when I was out in England and the Philippines, and not even as a, you know, grown man, I still remember those memories, even like as a 3, 4, 5 year old, you know, and he was a third grader. So I'm pretty sure he'll be able to probably have grasped, soaked in a lot more than I was at that young age.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. I know I found out about that. I was like, you know, I got to ask her about that before we get into the business aspect. That's pretty awesome. And like I said, it's always, we've also had other friends that, that went and traveled internationally and taught. And I know from a, you know, from a financial standpoint, based on, you know, the situation, it can be pretty lucrative as well. You know, I know for our friends, hopefully they don't mind me mentioning them, the Grays, who have came back, they came back in a whole lot better financial situation, let's just put it that way, and doing phenomenal now back, you know, teaching here stateside. But I believe they were actually out of the country for about 4 or 5 years. So was there one last thing before we actually jump onto the entrepreneurial side, was there any specific reason why it was only a year stay?
Honestly, the food was hard on my son. Like, it was, you know, because it's not like Chinese food here in America. It was straight the local people's food. So finding stuff for him that he enjoyed, and I cooked a lot. However, being like Sicilian, no, there was no basil. There was no garlic. Like, my staple ingredients, I could not find it there. I'm like, I can't even make this get a meat sauce. You know what I mean? That tastes remotely like it should. But so honestly, I was like, okay, this kid needs a good old American cheeseburger.
No,
got him home.
I love it. I love it. Let's get into some entrepreneurial, topics here in discussion, I should say. Let's first dig into the digital marketing agency, the Marketino,
yes.
Obviously, which was something that was the vehicle that was able to get you out of, you know, eventually able to get you out of that corporate profession of yours. What made you get into that industry, that space? You know, was there any type of previous experience you had in the industry before starting it?
No, I had zero experience. The draw for me, okay, so when I got home, I knew I did not want to do surgical tech again. And honestly, my job was, I could have gone back. And I did go back for DM just a little, but I'm like, I'm not taking any full time. I'm not even taking part time, like nothing. I'm going to work on my terms. I'll give them my availability. Like, there is something else out there for me. So more or less, I really had no idea about marketing. I mean, I kid you not. I said, dear God, show me a way to make real money online. Amen. And then these two opportunities presented themselves to me. And the one that I went with was lead generation, because it really appealed to me, because more or less it's like having digital assets. So I own these digital assets. I'll partner with the company. It just was like free reign, and really, again, it really just appealed to me.
Yeah, that's one thing I want people to catch on to, is a couple of things, is that, you know, first and foremost, prayer is key, right? I mean, you prayed on it and you got an answer, but also really to, you know, it's sometimes it's the risk that you got to take. I mean, here you are, you dove into a profession, an industry that you had no prior experience on. You know, it made some sense to you. And especially these days, cause let's just be perfectly honest, more than ever, there's just making money online is just very lucrative. There's multiple ways to make money online. And it sounds like in this case, and you know, we'll dive into it, a lot of it was self-taught. Like you said, there was no previous experience. So, you know, I didn't know that prior, you know, like I said, this first, I'm hearing of this when it comes to, I had no idea if you had, you know, dabbled in it previously before, you know, while at the corporate job or what have you. So makes the story, to be perfectly honest, it makes it even more amazing. The fact that you just, you know, there's no toe dipping, you just literally jump straight in. So let me ask you this, early on, what were some of the challenges that you had, you know, while getting the business up and running? And furthermore, the fact that, you know, this was something that was completely new to you.
Right. Okay. So more or less, I did end up buying a program that it was like a step-by-step, like ABCD, right? However, even having that step-by-step, I was not a computer person. I'm technical, no way. Like my mind is way more creative brain, right side versus left. And so it was difficult to really get into that program of building out these websites, anything online, anything on the web. The concepts were just foreign to me, you know what I mean? But over time, of course, then it becomes like anything else. It's a habit, it's the back of your hand, and then it's a no-brainer. But that process was definitely a challenge.
It sounds like you are more on the low-tech, high-check route. Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. So that's cool. So let me ask you this: when it came to you purchasing, you know, obviously systems, what have you, to help you learn, was that the extent of what you did? Other than, because to me, that's still self-made. That's still self-taught. I mean, obviously, there's different programs that could help you, which is obviously is good for people to hear out there. You know, here you are. Getting into the digital marketing space with no experience, and obviously there's a system out there that, you know, helped you get up and running. What were some challenges though? I mean, did you run into any specific challenges where early on where you're like, shoot, I don't know if this is something I could do?
Well, I guess as you start to grow, right, you realize you cannot do it all alone. And I didn't have business background at this time. And it's like, I just was winging it. And once you start to grow, you don't necessarily know how to, because you don't have a flow. You don't know now how to, I'm wearing all the hats, and that is stressful, right? So I really had to learn to get my systems in order, and how to delegate properly, how to find the right VAs, which are virtual assistants. So just learning this whole business process was brand spanking new to me. And that was a challenge. But of course, again, over time, you know, you dive in, you learn from your mistakes, and then you kind of just go on from there.
So let me ask you this. So as you were getting this, you know, the business up and running, so were you still working your regular job at that point and just building this business part-time? Or did you, you know, at what point did you decide to just go all in?
Yeah. So check this all in point. So little by little, I went from, you know, 5 days a week down to four, down to three, down to two. And it's funny because for whatever reason, I really didn't need my job anymore at a certain point, but there was that security fear factor, right? Because I'm like, what if something happens and this doesn't work out, even though I was making money from it, right? But I remember I was working an overnight shift, a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. in the OB unit, the baby unit. And I remember, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but people are like, oh, the accidents always happen 5 miles from your home. Well, I'm driving home and it's like 7 a.m. I'm up 12 hours and I'm an early person, not a nighttime, you know, I like to sleep. However, so I'm driving home and I totally doze off. I fly through a stop sign. I almost hit this guy, you know what I mean? And right then and there, I was like, oh, this isn't worth it. It's time to quit. And so that day I called my recruiter. I said, hey, I'm not going back. And then I just dove right in full time with my, with the Marketino.
So that specific instance that you just described to us, that very day is the day that you called it quits pretty much for the corporate job?
Correct. Yes.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. You know, some straight talk here. Obviously that was a sign you received at that point, or probably confirmation for yourself. From a monetary standpoint, from a financial standpoint, do you feel you could have probably went in sooner, like all in sooner?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, I could have. But again, it was that fear factor because it was so new, right? And it's like, well, what if this fails? What if it doesn't work out? And this is like a great backup and it's good money. Like I make great money doing the surgical tech, and it was easy money kind of more or less too, but it was misery at the same time. So at what point is it just sucking your soul and the money, who cares? You're miserable, right? So at that point, when I'm almost getting in a car accident, literally a couple miles away from my house, I was like, game over. Okay, that's my sign. And I really think I was like, at what point, like, I kept toggling with myself, just give it up. It's time, like, you know? And so that was my sign, like you said, more or less.
I think a lot of times people also got to understand, and that was something that I've learned as I've got older, is, you know, obviously everybody wants to make good money. Let's just be, you know, perfectly honest. But I think what's probably just as important though is how you make the money. Are you enjoying what you're doing? I know that sounds like that. It's like most people are like, of course that's obvious, but no, we say that, but a lot of people stay in miserable job. Well, the job's not miserable, but they're still miserable just because the job has, you know, pays really well, you know. But at some point you gotta really enjoy how you make the money, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's hugely important. It's like night and day, right? When you're enjoying what you're doing for money, right? You're like, everything is happy. It's like sunshine. And it's like, you have so much energy and the day is beautiful. And, you know, and you can put yourself in that space when you have, you know, you have your coworkers you like and whatever, but overall you're like, I'm wasting my life. Like there's this thing in the back of your head. This is a waste of time. You don't want to be here forever. You're going to be retiring doing this. You want to do this for 30 more years? Like, no, I sure as hell do not.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You definitely don't want your, you know, golden and best years to be at 65, right? That's just, you definitely want to enjoy, you know, the process. You want to enjoy life, but you want to obviously enjoy it throughout. You don't want to have to wait till you're 65 to have your best years. Cause let's be honest, at that point, are you really going to have your best years at 65 and up? You know, but I guess I don't want to digress, but that's another conversation there.
Right,
let's get into the agency. So I know you mentioned lead gen. Is that the primary service that you guys, that you offer?
Correct. Yeah. That's all I do. I just, because I have to have it. Like I said, I like it to run my business where I own the digital assets. So pretty much, again, more or less, that's how it's done.
I know we talked about this actually, you know, prior for us to, you know, sitting down and recording. But let me ask you this, is I find this to be a little bit different on how you do it. I'm pretty sure you're not the only way that does it like this, but I think it's the norm. Talk to me through the chronological order, I guess, or the process of how you land the client or your accounts. I know we talked about it previously, but break that down.
Hey, quick break here. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but we'll get right back to it. When it comes to your CBD, quality matters. For all natural relief, visit simplegardencbd.com. If 2020 taught us anything, it's how important our mental and physical health is. Simple Garden CBD specializes in third-party, lab-tested, premium-quality CBD products that deliver consistent potency and purity you can count on. Utilizing industry-best extracting methods and ingredients, Simple Garden CBD is proof that not all CBD is created equal. Go check out their amazing lineup of premium CBD vapes, great-tasting full-spectrum, and THC-free tincture oils, as well as their delicious Delta 8 gummies that are absolutely amazing. And don't forget, they also carry some of the latest vape battery technology and designs on the market. So shop now at simplegardencbd.com and use discount code STRAYHAND15 and save 15% on your order. That's right, I said it. Save 15% on your order using discount code STRAYHAND15. Get your order in now and experience the amazing benefits of premium quality CBD for yourself. Add Simple Garden CBD to your health and wellness regimen today. Real CBD, real results.
Okay, so more or less lead gen, it's SEO, search engine optimization. However, SEO, it's like, let's say, you know, you come to me and you're a business owner and you own a plumbing company and you say, hey, I'm, you know, Sunshine Plumbing and I want you to boost me and do my SEO work. Well, I don't want to work for you because now you're going to be calling me and you're going to be bugging me and you're, where's my money going? Why aren't calls coming in? Because SEO takes a little time and effort before you see things come in. Well, I don't like that. So what I do is I will look at the market and I will look for low competition, but high populations. And I have a lot of tools that I can look at search volumes and some necessary things that I know will be a success, right? So I'll do my due diligence and then I'll build out a site. So let's example, I'll SacramentoPlumbers.com. Then I own that digital asset. I start optimizing that online. So when customer base is searching for that service, you know, plumbers in Sacramento, Sacramento plumbers, plumbing near me in Sacramento, they're going to jump on, they're going to find my site. They're going to find my website. So then they're going to call me. Well, then once I have calls coming in, then I'll start calling companies to partner with. So, and again, I have to do my due diligence. I want a good reputable company, people with good reviews. You know, they're punctual, they're professional. So then I'll just call and say, hey, you know, I'm looking to partner with somebody. I have all these calls. I have 75 calls coming in a month. I'd like to work exclusively with one company. Would you be interested in something like that? You know, and then I do like a monthly flat fee more or less. And then that's it. And it's a win-win because it's like that. I own the digital asset. I really do month to month. You know what I mean? If nobody likes it, it's like, okay, let's break away. You know, I don't like the way you're answering the calls or I don't like, you know what I mean? If I'm not getting good feedback from customers, then I can fire you more or less. And if, you know, the customer on my end doesn't like the service because he wants the calls coming to Sunshine Plumbing or whatever his name is, then say la vie and you know, there's no, it's easy. It's just easy. And it's no stress really.
I like it. I honestly think it's a clean business model. You know, it's clean, and it's clean for on both ends, for yourself and the people you partner with. It's very structured, very organized. And I think in essence too, what I like about the way you go about it is that you already created a value before you decided to obviously reach out for the partnership, because the value is already established. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And a handful of my customers have said that. They're like, yeah, I've never had a service or a business approach me like this. And because I'll give free leads up front, say, hey, try this out for a little. If it's a great partnership, great. You know, but on your end, you have to close. Like you have to provide good customer service. Call the back. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, a lot of my customers love it in comparison to other type of home advisors or Angie's, whatever, all that.
Gotcha. A couple more things I want to hit on before we get into Philo of One, which we're really excited about and want to get into. Definitely for the people out there that are not as familiar. I mean, obviously the business owners should be familiar with this. Talk about some of the benefits of the, you know, being on top of Google searches and the importance itself of lead generation in businesses.
Oh my goodness, it's huge, especially when, you know, everybody's staying home and nobody's going outside. But a majority of people, they're going to search for a service online, right? Unless you have a recommendation, you're asking your neighbors or your friends, like, hey, who do you use, right? Otherwise, you're really getting online, you're looking at reviews, you're doing your own Google searches. And so when you're at the top of a Google search engine, those top three listed companies, they're getting the majority of the calls. In fact, the first place is getting like 80% of calls, followed then by 60%, then 40%. And the lower you go, you're kind of buried. So we say, like, if you're on page two, you're dead, or you can hide a dead body on page two of Google. They're gone. You're not getting any calls. Right. So, yeah, you're seen. You want to be visually present and seen. So that it's huge benefit to be found on the top of page one.
What type of businesses have you, you know, I'm pretty sure it's a plethora of, you know, sorts of business, but plethora of businesses, but what type of business have you been able to successfully partner up with?
So I do a lot of service-based businesses because they're phone-driven, right? So contractors, people are always calling for contractors. So, I mean, anything, the nichier, the better. Drywall or artificial grass, wells, well drilling, tree service, landscaping, roofing, plumbing. I mean, the list is endless, really. So again, I just look for a market with a big population, easy, low competition, where I can just slide right into the top and, you know, then partner with somebody great.
Gotcha. No, it's a great plan of attack. That's for sure. One last question before we get into 501 is, do you have any specific long-term goals when it comes to the digital marketing agency?
You know, it's limitless, really, as far as growth goes. So, you know, as long as, and I'm sure with the times, who knows what happens with Google, and, you know, the platforms can change, but just continue to grow. That's what I've done every year, you know, and it's nice because it's like, it's almost like you double every year. You build more and it's exponential, essentially. So just continuing to grow.
Love it. I love it. So let's obviously that's what got you out of, you know, the hustle and bustle of the corporate job, but let's transition to your, I guess, your new baby, right? The latest project.
Yeah.
I know you're very excited about it. So, I definitely want to talk about the latest venture with, Phylo1, which, you know, specializes in hair care, hair growth, with organic healing oils. And I actually want to, you know, start off by, you know, you kind of giving the backstory of what happened during, you know, during COVID that kind of, you know, spearheaded this next, you know, movement of yours.
Yes, correct. So, what happened is, again, long story short, COVID, I caught COVID, and I didn't realize this, a side effect of it is losing your hair. And so I'm just in the shower for like 10 minutes and my hair is just coming out literally for 10 minutes and huge balls of hair is falling out. I'm thinking, is this like winter shedding? Like, what is going on? So needless to say, I'm telling my sister and she's like, oh, that's a COVID related thing. People are losing their hair for up to 6 months. I'm like, holy moly, if I lose my hair for 6 months like this, I'm going to have no flipping hair. So it was scary. As a woman, that's scary. As a woman, yeah. Never in a million years think a woman has hair loss. It's just, you know, you think men, you know, they have a genetic thing, whatever. But I'm like, I never thought, and I guess now that I've experienced it, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I do see women with very thin hair, and it is a thing, you know? You're not conscious of things that you're not conscious of, right? So anyways, I am like, what am I going to do? I'm not okay with this. 0% okay with this. Right?
Yeah.
So again, I go back to prayer and I'm like, dear God, show me a way. Amen. Right. And I just throw it out there like that. That's honestly, that's like the best prayer too, by the way. Just help me. I need this. Amen. Let it go and it comes back to you. So anyways, I'm literally, it works. So I'm in like another like meditation and I just kind of get like oils, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, oils. So I start looking up all these oils. I'm just in a rabbit hole of oils, essential oils, carrier oils, Ayurvedic oils, just everything. So I essentially just start seeing all these oils that are really good for hair growth, the hair shaft, the follicles, the moisture, the dandruff, the scalp repair, whatever. So I start buying all these oils and I start making my own concoctions. I have to figure out, okay, what are these ratios I need? You know what I mean? I have to be safe. Because when you're dealing with essential oils, we don't want any scalp burn, of course. So anyways, I'm making all these different concoctions and I start using it. And after like a month and a half or so, I'm like, wow, my hair is really, it's not falling out nearly as much. And I'm thinking, okay, is this just in my head or what's happening here? So I start reaching out to all my friends who I know who have similar issues. And I'm like, here, have a bottle, have a bottle, have a bottle, but use it. Like, please be consistent in using this because this is what I've experienced. Now you do the same. And I was getting the same results. And the coolest part was that my friends' hairdressers were seeing baby hairs all over their scalps where the hair was falling from the root, like their entire scalps. It was a trip. So I'm like, okay, wait, I think I'm onto something. Like, this is phenomenal because if I'm losing hair and COVID, women are losing their hair like crazy and it affects men as well. You know, we don't want to lose our hair for 6 months straight. Stop it while we can and grow it back as fast as possible, please, you know? So
that's crazy. So let me ask you this. So, I mean, that's all amazing. When it comes to, this is the part I always had a question of is when it came to formulating it though. Okay. How did that process look? I mean, talk to me about that. I assume you've never done something like this before, just like now. Nothing. I found out about your digital, you know, marketing agency. So where did you even start? Did that start with, you know, research or, you know, where did it even start for you to even come up with a formula, come up with, you know, a product to help you? Well, first and foremost, help you yourself grow your hair back or prevent it from, you know, continue to fall out right before anything else. Like, where'd you start? Talk to me about that.
So I swear when I tell you this is so true, I literally was in my meditation and I heard it was like oils coming. I went down a rabbit hole of researching oils. And mind you, I've always been more on the natural medicine type, even since when I was a kid. Like I had a home remedy book and I always use that home remedy book over, you know, Western medicine. It just called to me more than anything else. So I literally started researching. And the coolest thing too, I was researching all these different oils that they were comparing, like there were research studies and they were comparing it to minoxidil. I think, am I pronouncing that right? Minoxidil, that's in Rogaine. Gotcha. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, if this is comparable to Rogaine, or they would do studies, you know, Rogaine, you know, this worked faster than Rogaine and this one builds stronger hair than Rogaine. And this oil, made the hair thicker than Rogaine. So I was like, oh, okay, great. Thank you for the information. So that's how more or less I kind of figured out the concoction. Yeah. And kind of, like I said, I just put it together. It fell into place. It worked for me. It started working for my friends and family. So I was like, okay, well, why don't we just start bottling this up and branding it?
Let me ask you this. At what point did you, all right, I'll make sure I say this correctly here. At what point did you have the confidence that for one, that it worked, and that for two, that you're confident enough to take it out, obviously, to the marketplace, to other people, even asking other people to try it?
Right. Okay. So it was really when the feedback I was getting from my friends, especially the ones who their hairdressers were noticing the new baby hairs all over their scalps. And I remember my mom's friend, after a month of using it, she was like, oh my gosh, she's like, my hairdresser noticed these baby hairs and she said, and they're all growing back black, not even white. I was like, oh, even better, phenomenal. new hair is growing in your color. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, I've got to get this out there, you know? So, and of course there's times where like, is it, you know, should I add more of this? Should I add more of that? And I'm like, no, just, it works. It's worked for me. It's worked for multiple of my friends and family. And so, you know, it's like, okay, time to just hit go.
The excitement level, I you know what, good thing I'm happy with my clean look, Daniela. I tell you right now, because your excitement makes me want to grow mine back. But you know what, I had a good run. I look very nice with the clean cut look, you know, so I'm gonna stick with it.
Right, maybe it's more for women. Yeah. You know,
No. I think it's for both, too. But you're getting me excited enough to want to maybe possibly make a comeback. No, I'm just kidding.
So
talk to me about this. When it comes to the process of, you know, the hair growth, how often does a product have to be applied, and how long before people are seeing results?
Okay, so this is what I did, and this is what I recommend, right? So, I was freaking out when my hair was falling out. So I was using it 5 times a week. And women normally, we don't wash our hair but 2-3 times a week, right? It's a maintenance, and it's, you know, we'll over dry it if we wash it too much. However, when my hair is falling out, and I know from my research that these oils is going to tighten my follicles and prevent it from falling out, and reading the science behind all of it and all the chemical compounds and what they're really doing deep down in like the dermal layer, I used it 5 days a week the first week. And then every week I went down. So I went from like 5 days a week, then the next week was 4, then the following was 3, until finally after, like I said, it took though about 2 months to where it really got back to the normal shedding, because it is normal to shed about 100 hairs a day. So it's not going to completely disappear, you know, you're going to go back to normal, but it's not going to be excessive. So about a month and a half or so with excessive shedding. But I did notice baby hairs growing in my hairline, because I noticed like my front hairs were really, that had fallen out. And I noticed baby hairs growing within like two weeks, which I thought was crazy. That's where I was like, okay, I need other people to try this, because is it just me? But after that, now I use it for maintenance. I just use it, you know, 2x a week now. Or whenever I wash my hair, I leave it in for 3-4 hours, sometimes all day, you know what I mean? But I do say use it as like a treatment, leave it in for at least 3 hours. Some people sleep with it overnight and wash it out in the morning. So, but in the beginning, if you have excessive hair loss, it's better to use it 3-5 times a week. If you're just trying to grow back like the sparse spots, you know, you can spot treatment that daily, or, you know, like I said, just upkeep when you do your showering.
So no, but it sounds like if used, I guess this is the important aspect, if used correctly and consistently, you can see the results relatively quick.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So I know, you know, it is exciting times for you, and you could hear it in your voice, because you're literally in the process of launching. In fact, like within maybe a couple weeks here, right?
Correct.
And so talk to me about your plan on how to specifically get it out there. And so that's one. So how do you plan on getting out there? And also, what are some, you know, once again, specific short-term goals you have? I don't know, maybe within the first 1 to 3 months of this soft launch, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. So luckily I have some background in marketing. So I'm really just going to build all my platforms out, and I'm just going to start running some ads. You know what I mean? More Facebook and Instagram ads, you know, get on all the socials, because I think that's where it's at for a product like this. This is very different from like a Google search. That like Instagram, Facebook ads, people are, you know, you're going to get the pop-up ads if you're searching for this stuff anyways. So that's more my approach on this end. And then obviously I want to, you know, I bought in bulk X amount. So it's like, launch that off first. That's more my goal the first month or so. And then just, again, get another seamless process after that.
And which sounds like, you know, obviously very realistic, but also good goals. And then, you know, from there, you got to start somewhere, right? And then just, you know, just continue to build from there.
Hey, quick break here. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but we'll get right back to it. Are you sick and tired of that heart-sinking feeling every time you get your electricity bill? Do you wish there was some way to join in the revolution of solar power without leaving your wallet begging for mercy? Luckily for you, there's a way to achieve both. At Sunray Solar, we're here to use our unrivaled expertise and high-quality equipment to deliver beyond your expectations. We pride ourselves on keeping up to date with the latest global innovations, guaranteeing long-lasting performance, reliability, and seamless integration with your home. Solar energy just doesn't save the planet, it saves you from that heart-sinking feeling of increasing utility rates year to year. So what are you waiting for? Start putting your money back in your pocket today. Reach out to Daniel today and find out how to cut your electricity bill in half. Mention Straight Talk with Strahan and receive a $500 cash rebate. Call Daniel with Sunray Solar at 872-238-9319 or email him at daniel@sunrays.solar or message him on IG at solardan1. Power your home with the sun's rays today.
Not to knock other companies in the same space or other companies that maybe, you know, have some obviously similar products, but what makes you, what do you feel separates Philo of One to its competitors?
You know, I think everyone has their own market, you know, not to say, and of course there's other companies, but it's everyone goes toward who they're comfortable with, right? So if you're attracted to this specific person for whatever reason, I think we just all have our own personal touches on things, right? So it's like where I might be more in a space if it's like more creative or more spiritual or more, because I do talk about the oils too in a spiritual and an emotional aspect, because that's who I am. And that's when I was doing my research, I was really looking at like the good healing properties of not just for your hair, but like emotional, like mind, body, soul, truly like through and through the Holy Trinity, that's where it's at. So my oils are really geared around the whole aspect of your being, essentially, you know, I want it. So people are going to gravitate to me who have that same sort of feeling. So it's not that I stand out more, but that's my people. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
No, it does. And let me ask you this from, you know, since you do have the marketing and you mentioned a lot of this is going to be geared towards ads and social media, which by the way, as you know, Daniel, when we had a business partnership in the past, you know, I built about 80% of it through social media, you know, so we know the power of social media. And that was back then. And that was back then. And, you know, as we both know, social media is even more powerful now from a business standpoint. In fact, you really can't have business without it, you know, at this point. But that being said, the fact that you do touch on the spiritual side, you know, of it, is that going to be one of the, you know, one of the focal points or at least one of the campaigns when it comes to your marketing?
It probably will make it in there. Yeah. Just because it's such a huge part of who I am and how it came about. Like to me, this whole thing was divinely guided. Like I've never in a million years thought to do any of this, but it was like, boop, popped into my head. And I was like, oh, okay, let me follow that. Right. Like at first I didn't want to do any of this. I'm like, but it was like a nudge. And I was like, oh, okay, wait, let me start listening to that. Right. Cause like, I was just going to sell it to me and my friends, but I just kept getting this, you know, keep going. And so I just, okay, let's see where this leads. You know what I mean? And it's fun. It's fun to create and it's fun to have your own product and it's fun to launch an experience and see what comes about. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's one of those joy, like a passion project essentially. So, well, yeah, we'll run down this road and see where it leads us.
Yeah. And you know what? And I know it's something that you and I had discussed prior as well is I know firsthand, you know, more than a handful of people that was impacted by this, you know, over COVID, you know, I'm probably shortchanging that number, you know, quite a few people, you know, and I know as people listen to this, it's going to resonate with them. And I know, and I think, you know, it's going to be amazing the impact that, you know, this product line, this company of yours is going to have, because, you know, it's one thing for, you know, the emotional stress that males go through when it comes to losing hair. But like you said, it's probably a million times more for a young lady.
Right. Yes, because we're not used to dealing with this. It's not a genetic thing. Well, possibly it is in some women, but at the same time, it's not nearly as, devastating, maybe, per se. Maybe it is with men. I don't know from that perspective, but yes, it's just, it is. It's different.
Yeah, and I think that, because, you know, for the most part, you know, when it comes to like Rogaine and all these other, you know, products, when it comes to, you know, hair restoration, you know, regrowth or whatever you want to call it, it's usually targeted towards males, you know.
And
that's one thing that I found, you know, as you know, I was preparing for you to be, you know, get on the podcast. I really couldn't find, like, no company really stood out that really targeted females.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, it is more of a male problem. And not only that, I think people are going all natural way more with their foods, more with their products, more with everything. So if you can, you know, here's Rogaine full, you know, chemicals, it works great. And then here's this product that it's all natural. Everything is of the earth, like pure plant medicine. It's, you know, for me, I'm like, great. I'm going to always go for the natural first. So, you know, that in itself, I would say definitely stands out from these other things. And if you can grow back your real hair, yes, please. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen.
Well, hey, I'm excited. I know, you know, obviously with all the skill sets you have, which I feel like is a cheat code when it comes to, you know, having the marketing down, the fact that you have, you know, a business itself in marketing and that you're able to, because the product is going to speak for itself. I think the biggest challenge is getting it out to the people. You know, I think people understand, because there's a lot of great products out there that just don't make it out to the people. I think that's people, like, they lose that concept. I mean, don't you agree with that as well? I mean, there's a lot of great stuff, but if you don't get it out there, it can only get so big, you know? So I'm really excited to the fact that you're able to essentially piggyback both of your businesses to, you know, catapult each of, you know, well, actually probably the digital marketing side more on to help out follow of one than the other way around, but still that's huge. Let me ask you this pretty generic last question when it comes to follow of one, but I always like, you know, to ask this question because I always believe in speaking life and death with your tongue, as you know, and something that we could always go back to. And hey, let's go back. You remember when you said that on my podcast, you know, in 2022, what's your long-term goals, you know, for the business? And when I say long-term, let's just say, I don't know. I mean, maybe this isn't what we consider long-term to some, but when I'm saying long-term, let's say 3 to 5 years from now.
I think it's bringing plant medicine awareness, because there's, aside from this oil, I do a lot of natural remedies for myself, you know, whether it's skincare or an illness or whatnot. I use a lot of herbs. I use a lot of essential oils. I mean, any way natural, because even as a kid, you know, my grandparents did natural remedies, my parents. So it really took to that, but like really taking this to potentially awareness of natural healing medicine, really. Like it's out there and it's becoming bigger and bigger. So perhaps the product line expands and there's other things, you know, for other areas for, you know, but that would be the vision going toward that, if that makes sense.
No, it makes absolute sense. You know, I was really inspired to bring you on because I know between the digital marketing agency and Philo One, there are two businesses that, you know, definitely gave, you know, a good sample size, of the type of entrepreneur you are. And I really wanted to, you know, really impress upon people that what's possible out there. You know, these are two different types of businesses. You know, what we learned, both industries you had no prior experience on. And you just really, you have everything at your disposal. I always tell people, even when I started with this podcast with my kids, it's like the one thing I wanted to show, you know, my sons and my daughter, but, you know, she's kind of younger, but is that literally we have everything we need at our fingertips, you know, when it comes to resources more than any time before, you know. And it sounds like both of your businesses are living examples of that, that there was no prior experience on your part, but by no means were you an expert, but you had the resource, you went out and you sought out the resources and you just made it happen.
Right. And I think that's the thing. You can literally create something from nothing. It literally sparks as an idea in your mind. There's the thought and you act on that and it will naturally unfold. You know, however it does unfold, that's how it does. But it's like, go with that. We get that all the time. People do, you know, you get a spark of an idea. Like I almost didn't act on the oil. And then it's like, wait, it's helping. You know what I mean? So it's just like, run with it. Just that's your internal guidance. And again, like you said, there's so many resources to just create anything from thin air these days. So just go do it.
No, I love it. Well, hey, before I let you go, I always finish out with what I call my rapid fire Q&A. As you know, this is a sports and business podcast, you know, heavy on the sports side. So there's usually a lot of sports questions. Also, just going to be a little bit different. Just like I said, just fun Q&A, some fun questions. First thing to pop up to your head, nothing too deep. You ready to go? Just a few questions here.
Ready.
Yeah. Okay. Shoot 'em. Favorite movie of all time?
The Labyrinth.
Oh, nice. Favorite place that you've traveled to?
Sicily.
There you go. On the way to a workout or to the gym, what's in the AirPods? What are you listening to?
Oh, I my meditations.
Okay. All right.
Or my affirmations. Something good to give me positive insights.
Here, this wasn't on here, but what's your favorite genre of music and who's your favorite artist?
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, I really love Elvis Presley. genre, that's tough. I like acoustics, country, okay. You know, I like nice, soft music, positive sounds, positive, uplifting lyrics. So nothing in particular, but I like me some Elvis.
Gotcha. Okay. I just thought of this because I've seen a couple pictures, you know, lately of her with your mom. So what's the best lesson your mom has taught you?
Oh, gosh, my mom, love, just literally unconditional love. She's so sweet. And family and cooking. Provide. Okay. Show your love with food and just support. That's my mom.
Gotcha. All right. One last question here. If you had... If you broke it down, I know there's like a, you know, numerous things you could tell, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs, but if you were just limited to just one a piece of advice you could give an aspiring entrepreneur out there, what would it be?
Anyone can do anything. I repeat, anyone can do anything. It is your mind. Do not be prisoner of your mind. Open up, free yourself. Go for it and your intuition will guide you, hands down.
I love it. So before I let you go, I'm the one that usually provides all this, but I feel like for you, I know it's just all brand new and it's still, you know, formulating. In fact, it's even though it's gonna launch here in the next week or two, go ahead and provide, you know, the listeners out there, especially when it comes to, you know, Philo of One, maybe the Instagram handle or website that's gonna be launching here shortly.
Oh, yeah. So it's all across the board. It's Philo of One, which PHILO, Philo of One, .com for the domain. I have a TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all Philo of One, keeping it simple. Yeah, and that is pretty much it. So I'd love the support. Thank you.
And I know right now they can definitely go to the website, you know, obviously get on the subscribe right now, right? Get the email updates. Is that correct?
You know, that's in the almost. That's it. Okay. I need to get a waiting list up, but overall it'll be up soon anyways.
Perfect. But no matter what, they could obviously stay in the know by just going to Philo of One on their platform of choice.
Correct. Yes.
Gotcha. Well, listen, I was really excited for this podcast, really excited for this episode. I learned a lot about the backstory. In fact, a lot of what I thought wasn't, to be honest with you. And it actually was even more inspiring than I thought when it comes to how you, you know, built your current businesses and how you've been able to provide, you know, obviously the lifestyle to get you out of that, you know, that rut, or I don't know if you want to call it rut, but the rat race, right?
Mm-hmm.
And literally living, you know, a lifestyle that you currently enjoy, and obviously gives you the autonomy to enjoy, you know, your family and do what you love. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Odie, for having me. This was a wonderful opportunity. Truly, thank you.
You got it. For the rest of you guys out there, thank you for joining me for another Straight Talk with Straight Hand. Continue having a blessed day, guys. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to another Straight Talk with Straight Hand podcast. And if you haven't done so already, click the subscribe button and make sure to follow him on Instagram at Straight Hand, Strayhand. And we will catch you on the next episode.